describe your journey to get to this point?
Just a long, hard work, struggle journey, I would say. Been through a lot of adversity, but I overcame it all.
Was there ever a moment where you thought maybe you wouldn't get to this point?
Definitely. Out of high school, I didn't even think about college, didn't think about going to college. High school coach kind of like told me, go there, make a name for yourself, you can do it. And in junior college, I had a junior college and struggled, sleeping on the floor, not having no money to eat, and I thought about leaving. But I just, my faith grew stronger, and I wound up staying.
Okay, just stay.
I mean, I wanted to play football, but I just knew I couldn't live like that by playing it.
When did you realize the NFL was a possibility? It was within reach?
Honestly, after I started getting scholarships in junior college, and then recently this year, after having a good year, I thought the NFL could be a place where I belong.
You talk about the struggles that you had to go to get to this point.
Yes, sir.
How much would it help you grow and strengthen you as a person and a football
player? A lot, actually. Got my faith right. And just me as a person, I appreciate everything now. I take nothing for granted. You know, you watch things and you see people living a life and you be like, I wish I had this, or, and it just makes you appreciate everything since it was taken away from me.
Is there a day that you could describe, like, a single worst day where, like, it can't get any worse than this, than where you were at right at that particular moment?
I mean, when you go to, you got to walk to McDonald's in the snow and order five things and you eat two of it at 12 o'clock and you save the other two dollar menu things for later on in the day. I think that was one of my craziest days.
Have you been thinking about those moments a lot over the last, you know, few hours after getting drafted?
I always think about it. Every time I eat, I always think I'm making up a meal that I missed in junior college or something like that. I always make a funny joke, so I always think about it.
That was at Nassau?
Yes, sir.
And how did you end up there? And was it close enough to when you went to high school that you could get home weekends and that kind of thing? Or
It was close, but I had no car during college, so I stayed up there a lot of the time. When I could, my friend would go home because I had a roommate that was from Jersey also. So if he would go home, I would go home. But it was close. I got there due to academics. I did good on the SATs, but just not GPA-wise.
What was your interaction with the Eagles this offseason during the pre-draft process?
I met him at the Senior Bowl, talked to him at the Combine. They just told me I was a good player. They liked the way I play, like how I play, I'm competitive. That was it. Coach Corey.
Yeah. Do you know Wendell Smallwood and Eagles just drafted another West Virginia guy as well?
So, yes, sir.
What's that like, kind of big for you guys?
Yeah, it's kind of. Me and Wendell are close. We just worked out recently and ran a couple hills about a week or two ago. When I came to West Virginia, he was already there. And we played each other in high school before. And he was always just a big brother to me, taught me the ropes. And I kind of followed him because he was one of the guys who didn't do too much wrong. He was a guy who was always film, always trying to get better. So I made sure I stayed around people like him, Carl Joseph, and players like that.
So you were going up against Shelton in practice, so
yes, sir.
What was he like?
He's competitive. He wants to win, and I want to win just as much. So it's practices. We go in, and we fight. And we had the last class of the day before every practice. So we'll talk to each other, and then as soon as practice comes, we hating each other. And now if he catches a ball on me, I'm fighting him. If I get an interception, he won't fight me. And it was just, that's how practice went for us. Very competitive.
You ever got to Philly now?
You got to. He's on the opposite side. So
Malcolm spends the time when he started, Malcolm Jenkins. Yes. Were you aware of him, and did you know each other at all?
No, I did not know at all.
So you only ran a 4.59 at the Combine, but clearly you play faster than you run. Is it anticipation that's kind of one of your keys?
I really don't know. I think it's you just in the moment. Nothing else matters. It's the game. You're in the moment. When the 40 is like technique and it's just one time you're running it, but when you're in practice or in the game, everything just comes natural. So.
Were you disappointed when you ran the 4.59? Did you think you would run faster?
Yeah, I definitely thought I was going to run faster than that. So a little disappointed in that.
You think back to junior college, the apartment you were in, was that in Garden City or was that near school?
I was near school. It was in Hempstead.
Yeah.
Have you ever played safety?
I played safety in high school, and then in junior college I played safety, and I converted over to the corner.
Is there anything you think you need to work on to improve? What would you say about your game needs the most sharpen?
Everything. I feel like there's a lot of room for improvement. I've only been playing corner for a few years, so I'm still learning, but definitely eye discipline, technique-wise, I definitely can get better.
You talked about you weren't even thinking about college until your coach talked to you about it. Yeah. And what at that point in your life, what were you thinking about as far as your future, or weren't you even really thinking about it?
I wasn't. Football was over. I finished up my basketball season, and I really didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't go to junior college until about late August. That's when my coach told me, like, just go. I remember Coach G calling me every day from junior college trying to get me up there. But I just felt like I could have maybe went higher D1, and I didn't. So I figured I wasn't going to go to junior college.
During those times when things would get kind of tough in practice, I guess the thing that you probably often thought about was those days when you struggled and those days struggled to find get a meal and all. Will that kind of feel you here in this situation?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely feels me all the time just thinking about what I went through, practicing on an empty stomach, going to school on an empty stomach. You can't even focus. So that definitely just makes me want to just play all out, hard all the time.
Who was the high school coach then?
Marion Bell. Yes, sir.
What do you know about Jim Schwartz's defense?
Aggressive. Aggressive man-to-man. Aggressive defense.
The corner, you mentioned man-to-man, but what else does he ask out of his cornerbacks?
Turnovers. Get turnovers. Always effort. Play physical and get turnovers.
It seemed from talking to people with the Eagles yesterday that your Senior Bowl week really impressed them. What stood out in that week for you?
Just the competition. You know, but playing at West Virginia, you only see the Big 12. But going out to the Senior Bowl was definitely big for me. I seen other conferences and all the best players from different schools play, and we got a chance to compete at the highest level. So.
In the Big 12, they throw it around a lot.
Yes.
I guess it gives you a lot of practice as far as coverage.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you've seen a lot of ways to run one single route in the Big 12.
Jones at all, and how exciting is it to come in with another corner in your class?
Oh, yeah. We kind of talked it up at the combine. I didn't know we would be together on the team, but we talked at the combine. He was asking me how he looked on drills. I was asking the same thing, make sure I was low on my pedals and getting out of breaks. And we kind of chopped it up, but I'm very excited to play with him. I hope he gets healthy fast.
When you were at East Orange, there was a lot of talented guys on that team. I'm not even sure you were considered the number one guy. Have some of those guys fallen by the wayside, like in terms of going to college and if so, how does that make you feel in terms of you did do what you didn't know you could do?
Yeah, a lot of the guys went back to streets or doing whatever they did with life. I think it was only three players that even went to college from that team. One with the UConn. I went to Nassau. Another kid went to Delaware State, and that was really it. So,
adding more to your accomplishment here?
I don't know about that, but.
Sheldon Gennison, what kind of player is he?
Oh, he's a good player, a very competitive player. Fast, too.
In junior college, was there one thing that kept you going?
Just coach talking to me, and that's probably it, honestly. The coach is telling me, like, just stick through it, because I was ready to pack it in, definitely.
Let's take two more questions.
Russell, how much family do you have?
A lot of family.
Yeah. All
yeah.
Over East Orange?
Yeah, around area.
Your siblings, what are they? Are you close with your siblings?
Yeah, very close with all of them. We hang out all the time, talk to each other on the phone, in a group chat, stuff like that.
Did you spend draft day with them?
Yeah, definitely.
Did you have a favorite NFL?
Fortunately, I was a Chargers fan. I grew up playing the game. LaDainian Tomlinson couldn't get tackled, so I was just an LT fan.
You've
won
how many kids?
Six.
All right.
Yeah, appreciate it.